Kia ora, I'm Minnie.
And I'm Nat, where there's a Tuesday, and you're listening to BFM.
There's a Tuesday formed 5 or so years ago. Nat and I initially started as a duo, writing pretty cute little folky songs. and we still write pretty cute little folky songs, but we have more instruments in there now. After about a year of being a duo, we decided we really wanted to be a band. So we asked Gus, our drummer, and Joel, our bassist, to jump on board with us. And yeah, never looked back, have had a really amazing time all together, and we're all from Ototahi, so we all met down this way, and Nat moved up to Tāmaki Makaurau, but we kept kicking, and yeah, we try get together whenever we can to practice, but yeah, that's our story.
Yeah, as a band, I think we've all grown up together, and that's reflected in our music, and, you know, we've all improved a lot with our musicianship and songwriting, and I'm really proud of how far we've all come, and, yeah, hopefully we continue to grow and be real happy and do cool things.
Because you've got quite a lot of work under your belt now. I guess your more substantial projects being Dance With Me Before We Cry and Boy Scout. Looking back on those two projects in particular, how have your feelings towards those two projects changed?
I wish we didn't have an album called Dance With Me Before We Cry. Yeah, I think, I mean, it's really cool. I feel like releasing like albums is kind of the same as like getting a tattoo or something. You know, it's like a part of your life and it's always going to be there, it's always going to be on the Spotify discography. And although it's maybe like not where you're at now, or yeah, something you resonate with as much, you know, as you grow up and things change, it's still cool to look back on like where we've come from and how our songwriting has hopefully improved a little bit. You said you loved me in the city.
What was the production and recording and writing process like for this album? Was it different from any of your past projects, and how did it kind of come about?
We recorded this album with our producer Will, who we've worked on basically all of our music with, Will McGilvray. He's from down here in Ototahi, and he's also known as Goodwill. If you've heard the tunes, they're really, really awesome. And yeah, he's just a real... Yeah, firstly, a really good friend of ours and someone we look up to a lot musically, and just a very warm, kind human being with a very warm space, yeah, down by the beach in Brighton. So we spent a lot of time there recording, did a little bit of stuff out of studio drums-wise, but yeah, the process was pretty typical of us, but I think we took our time a bit more this time, like on some stuff that we might usually make a call on early. We let simmer and just... had some time to think about things, and I think that was the best part about making this record, is it has spanned such a long time, so we've made some calls along the way that we probably wouldn't have made if we had any sort of time pressure.
The whole album was recorded over three plus years,
right.
So whenever I had a free weekend really, or you know, Joel could get time off work and Minnie could, you know, get time, you know, we'd make it work.
Yeah.
And that has only been able to happen because we are all so passionate about this band, There's a Tuesday, and the project, and so we just made time and Yeah, I did a couple of the Chicha to AKL early morning flights, but it was totally worth it. And yeah, I love going home and spending time with the other three, because I think that's who I am, what I miss most when I'm up here in Tamaki.
Was there anything that was kind of experimental for you guys?
I think what was so cool about Blush is that there wasn't necessarily a lot of that. Even how the name came to be, we were doing the Welly to Auckland drive on tour one time trying to come up with a name for the album, and we somehow landed on Blush. And then when we got to Auckland the next day, we were going to an interview and we drove past this dairy and they had it had just opened, and I looked at the sign and it was called Blush Dairy, which was quite weird. And then also with the artwork, it's a beautiful photo that Minnie took in Mexico. And do you want to tell that story, Minnie, about the film?
We were in this pretty epic little town last year, and we went to this spot called San Jose del Pacifico, and it's an amazing little top of the world mountainous town, which is just super special and amazing. And there was just this really beautiful mural kind of in the middle of town of this tiger running, which is the art. And then underneath it, just this really sweet old dog just parked up sleeping. And quickly snapped the photo and got the film back, and was probably one of the photos that I was thinking, oh, I can't wait to see that one. And then I was going through the roll and heaps of them had skipped. I don't know why it happened or how it happened, but then right in there was our tiger and our dog.
So it was meant to be.
Yeah, big time, eh?
Getting into the track breakdown, we opened up with Billy. And who's Billy? Tell me a little bit about that character.
That song came about quite randomly. One time, actually years ago, honestly, 3 years, 2 or 3 years, Gus and Joel were up in Auckland hanging with Natty. We were recording some music. And that song just came together, the chords. I was in a really random tuning, which has been pretty hard to get my guitar into ever since. But yeah, I was in a really random tuning and just got that first verse. And Billy was sort of this broken character, I feel.
Right.
Just this person who's been through some heartbreak and was kind of looking for a place to put that, I reckon. And yeah, someone who felt maybe that they had changed themselves a little bit for someone else. Hence that line, I used to twist myself around you. But I felt the key words in there was used to.
Yeah.
And sounds probably a bit cliche, but it was sort of this hopeful feeling of someone moving on from that used to and moving forward. And something a little bit about hope, I guess.
That track is just a band favourite, and we were kind of oh, let's open with it. I don't know
Hell
if there was
yeah.
any really, really serious idea behind it of why we put that first, but I don't know, it just kind of felt right, and the beautiful guitar at the start just feels the beginning of something, you know?
Totally.
And I feel we all just felt it was just the right song to start off the project.
Gorgeous.
Yeah.
Billy Bud, nice view. A place to write something to. An old love who stung her in the city fuzz. Forever ago. She believes in miracles. Ask her to tell you about one. It's a real fine line. Could have been the place and the time, but I think she's right.
we have always done and what really seems to work for us is that all the songs just start on an acoustic guitar and Mini and or I singing, and then we've built it up from there. So going in with like some, I don't know, catchy hooks or guitar lines or melodic ideas or harmonies or whatever we want to put in. And then, I mean, when you have 3 years to work on the project like we did, there's a lot of like going back and forth and redoing and rewriting parts. And I think a lot of it was a bit of trial and error, just because, as Mini said, we did have time. And when you're in a studio with all these fun toys that make random sounds, it is like this whole new world to develop. I was meant to be called Margot, and then a couple of days before, or maybe even the day, maybe I popped out and they were like, no, that's Natalie, which is pretty heartbreaking for me because I would love to have been called Margot. And Natalie's a beautiful name, but maybe not something, I don't feel like I'm a Natalie. Right. I don't know. Anyway, so I kind of use Margot as like the like alter ego or whatever, and like definitely the type of person I tried to like be and like mold myself into growing up, going to like an all-girls school where just some of the things, you know, I'd hear the girl, like girls saying and like the pressures and like just the fear, because I didn't have any mates that were openly queer, and I thought I was just like the only one. And I remember just being like, oh my god, like I'm never gonna tell anyone this, I'm gonna marry probably Dan Carter or Richie McCaw and grow up and have a nice family and that will be it. But it actually took moving to Tamaki to fully feel like I could be myself, and then also the loving people around me, such as Minnie and Joel and Gus and my family and my friends and my partner. And yeah, but basically that's what Margot is about. It's about trying to be this person that like I most definitely wasn't.
A lyric in Margot that says, I know it's not forever, and then we took that line and sung it through that interlude, and then just like in the perfect key, and the synth worked really well over the Water Baby intro, and the Water Baby intro didn't initially have that synth in there,
right?
And then we were like, oh, that's definitely what it needed. So yeah, that was a really cool moment, both just like it made sense for the story, but it also like made a lot of sense musically, so we were super excited. Water Baby also came together like quite a long time ago and went through quite a few iterations. We actually like recorded it a couple different times, and yeah, just we're looking for the right feeling, and definitely got there in the end, which was really, really cool. But yeah, that's another song about just, I'd say, feeling a little bit like lost but hopeful at the same time, kind of like feeling a a little bit out of your depth and not quite sure like where to go from there.
Right.
And it's again like based around a narrative of two people.
I guess like the actual lyric in the chorus is what I was going to say. It was about like being like in too deep, like in something, whether that be, you know, a situation or a relationship, and like maybe the anxiety it brings, or like, yeah, feeling that feeling of being lost or out of place or something.
Sitting tight, berries round your mouth. Is it like this the whole year round? I'm a favor, but sometimes I'm your main guy. I slip through the summer, but I'm out tonight. What a baby.
Similar thing happened in London Leaving as it did in I Know It's Not Forever. We were driving to the studio to record a song, not London and Leaving, and Minnie was just like, oh, like, I wrote the song, and played me a voice memo of it, and it was London and Leaving, and I was like, oh, that's the best song I've ever heard, like, we've got to record it today. And then I was like, we're going, it's got to be on the album. And she was like, oh, mean. So we took it to Will, and yeah, we did it in two takes, and then we were like, let's not touch it, like, let's just leave it. And I feel like I've always thought that, yeah, the lyrics are like really, really strong, and so therefore we didn't need to go at like, you know, 100 synths or like, you know, piano or whatever, even though like we wanted, like the urge is always there when, you know, there's like, oh, we could do this or this, but I love that we didn't. And it's just, kind of like a breath of fresh air, I feel, or like just a time to chill when listening to the album.
When you let it down, you felt it right in your stomach. You told me in January you drunk the neck of the bottle. You were talking right through me about London and leaving and getting out and getting even. No reason to stay when you let your baby slip away. Somehow, it's been a year now. Somehow, I'm still out. songs, I find it hard not to cry. I can't tell you why. Maybe it's the morning, I woke up and my chest was tight. Maybe words aren't enough, thought I was done, but I'm not. Somehow it's been a year.
This place feels really homely, and then yeah, he's got like, I don't know, like a recorder and like a tape machine and like a child's keyboard and like just lots of different kind of funny out of the ordinary instruments that we were pretty into and helped to make a lot of cool sounds on the album. So what was really cool about this song, it's the first time we'd done it, but we were all in Sydney last year and went into a session with this guy called Glenn Hopper. He is just a legend and such a nice guy. But yeah, we all wrote that from scratch together. So I think I just started playing some chords on the guitar, and then Minnie started playing some, like humming some melodies, and then right. Joel, Minnie and I went into a room and worked on the lyrics, and then Gus and Glenn worked on the drums and the different parts, the different sections and stuff, and it came together as like a proper There's a Tuesday song, which is really cool, and the first time we'd all gone and done that. And I remember he kind of was like, oh, when we arrived, because like it was a pretty small space, and I think he was just expecting like two of us or something, so right. He's like, no, we'll make it work, and then like it worked perfectly, and it was like, yeah, one of the best moments we've had as a band, so that song's pretty special to the four of us.
The palm long, the start of the engine. One time, maybe one time, I got it right in the folds of. enough to try. I feel it right behind my eyes. All in good time. Are you brooding out bright and are you waiting on the line? All in good time. Close enough to try.
This one started in, we like share a storage unit with another band down here in Ōtautahi, and it's just this epic little room which is pretty like cool and sounds good and is nice in this little suburb called Opawa. And we were just in there one night and Joel came up with the bass line and then Gus came in with those drums, and it sort of started from there. And then I went away and wrote some lyrics. And then I feel like we came back the next day and we're pretty like, oh, this is cool. This is like kind of rocky. And we started like bringing it into our live set, and we got always this cool reception from it. Like people were quite into it, and we started calling it our rock and roll song.
That's because it had like one A minor in it or something.
We use the distortion pedal, so
yeah, and hard. I actually use a fuzz as well. Pretty at some hardcore. Point. Yeah.
You keep washing the smell of your work out of your skin, acting like you're not. Reaching out like a doctor's office notice board. You got my number, but you never call. Bright eyes, I get a drive.
just really solidified that this is absolutely what I want to be doing for the rest of my life. I hope the other three feel the same.
Sure, by the way.
I think, yeah, it was just, it's been the best couple of years recording this album, and we've wanted to do an album ever since we started playing together in Gus's living room. So I think, yeah, to reflect back on all that we've achieved is really epic, and I just feel really proud of the four of us and how far we've come, just as people, musically, and as a group and friends. So yeah, great friendship along the way, great suggestions and ideas and trial and error and just patience. And yeah, I think it's finally become the project that we always wanted to create, which is really cool.
I think it's been a really fun and beautiful little moment in time, and can't wait to make something even cooler and just enjoy that this is now out in the world. Super special. Mm. Super special.